In the play Coal Country, actors address the audience directly from a spare set. They recall the Upper Big Branch disaster and the loss it left behind.
I had 34 years in coal mining. My dad was a coal miner, grandpa, dad, me, and then my son, Gary Wayne.
Ambulances galore, fire trucks, police cars, state troopers, and I literally fell to the floor.
I got a video of Corey on my computer. He shot it underground to explain to his girlfriend what he'd done every day. And I sit there and I cry from time it starts to time it finishes.
The characters are based on real people. Nearly every word of dialogue comes directly from people who worked in the Upper Big Branch mine or who lost family members there. The playwrights, Jessica Blank and Eric Jensen, call it documentary theater. Shortly after the play opened, the husband and wife team invited me to their Brooklyn apartment and settled into a sofa to explain their work process. At first, Blank said, she wondered if she would even get people to agree to talk with her. They were not returning her calls.
And I finally figured out after a couple of weeks of this, I said, you know, I think that this is a community where you have to show your face. And, you know, that just getting a phone message from some person in New York being like, hey, I'm doing a project. Do you want to talk to us? Isn't going to do the trick.
So in April 2016, she traveled to a Charleston, West Virginia courthouse. There she sat with family members of victims as Massey Energy's CEO, Don Blankenship, was sentenced for conspiracy to violate mine safety rules.
I think what happened is that word got around that we were okay after those first few interviews, because then we started sitting down with more and more folks.
I'm from the rural Midwest, and you know, grew up in a small town.
That's Eric Jensen.
And so, like, I immediately related to people kind of on that level. You know, I felt very, even though I'm from Minnesota, I felt very, very connected to West Virginia. And West Virginians are just amazing storytellers anyway, so.
Like, every experience we had sitting with every person we sat down with was incredibly powerful and incredibly eye-opening and incredibly moving. I mean, I learned so much from everyone that we talked to. We learned a lot about coal mining. We learned a lot firsthand about unions and deunionization and the deunionization of this particular area. And, you know, I mean, we learned a lot about humanity, as we often do when we do this kind of project.
My thing about it was I learned a lot about grief. But during the course of doing this, I lost both my dad and my uncle. And I think that was when I finally understood what we were writing and finally understood what it was like to be in that community. And it broke my heart open. And thank God for Steve's music.
Steve is singer-songwriter Steve Earle, who is also on stage during the performances. He's a sort of one-man Greek chorus whose songs echo the character's loss and hint at deeper themes. In this reworking of the ballad John Henry, for example, Earle weaves in stories of the decline of union representation among coal miners.
Well, union come and tried to make a stand. West Virginia miners voted union to a man. You'd never know it now, and that was then. The union come and tried to make a stand.
It occurred to me watching this in an audience that I presume is mostly New Yorkers that this is an opportunity to perhaps overcome another divide in the country, which is the strong divide between urban and rural America now. Do you think you're moving the needle on that discussion at all with this work?
I certainly hope so.
That would be a privilege. That would be a privilege to move the needle on that discussion.
I certainly hope so. I think it is a needle that needs to be moved. The things that people say sometimes about the rural working class are shock. Otherwise really thoughtful people are shocking to me. And I think it's a really big blind spot that mostly comes from not having any contact.
You know, people have dignity. People have history. You know, whether you're pro-coal or against coal or whatever, like, coal miners helped build this country.
Built the buildings that we're sitting in.
You know, and coal miners helped build this country, and they should be treated as such. And right now what they're doing is they're blocking trains with their bodies in order to get their benefits or in order to get their last paycheck. And I just think workers should be treated better than that.
Eric Jensen and Jessica Blank wrote the play Coal Country about the Upper Big Branch disaster. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.